This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Today on OPSIA Answers, is there a sunny forecast for the U.S. Navy in cloud computing? The conversation starts right now. I'm Max Kakis with Signal Magazine. Welcome to OPSIA Answers, where we explore information technology issues affecting the military, homeland security, and intelligence community with some of the top experts in industry and government. Joining us in the studio today, Terry Halverson, Chief Information Officer with the Department of the Navy. Also, Henry Fleischman, Chief Technologist, Federal Cloud Solutions with Hewlett-Packard here in Washington, D.C. And joining us on the phone from Portland, Oregon, Ruchi Bhargava, IT Hybrid Cloud Program Manager with Intel. Welcome all. Terry, let me start with you. Now, we've been talking about cloud computing for some time now. I have been to a number of presentations and listened to you talk about the cloud, your other colleagues in the Navy and the Marine Corps. In terms of cloud as a product or a concept, would you consider the cloud to be mature with opportunities for refinement and development, or is there more work to be done?
I think the answer is yes.
Okay.
I do consider it mature, and there are certainly areas where we're going to refine it, but there's also great potential for more development in the cloud. As Max, I know you're aware, recently the Department of Navy, we launched a agreement with Amazon where we have put public-facing data in a public cloud. No secret, the reason we did that, very good cost effectiveness for us and gets the data out to the people we want. We have other cloud arrangements with my colleague here from Hewlett-Packard that we're doing that's more of a semi-private cloud. And then we have some agreements with DISA where DISA actually does some government cloud for some very sensitive type of data that we have. And I think you'll see all of those areas develop, mature, we'll get more, we'll get some more technical build to all of that. And we'll start developing the right blend of all of the cloud solutions within the Department of Navy. And we'll use every type of cloud solution. And the trick for us will be to get the data in the right cloud solution using the right variations at the best cost. And that's going to be the trick for getting this right.
Okay. We're going to I'm going to follow up with you on that in just a moment. Henry, I want to give you and Ruchi an opportunity to give us the industry perspective on that. And you have a little bit of a relationship now with Terry's office regarding regarding cloud computing. Is cloud mature or still a work in progress?
Well, I would say most of the technology capabilities that are available today are quite mature, especially in the commercial space. So as we start to see commercial offerings being adopted by government DoD agencies, then we have to decide: can those technologies be used as is, or do we have to do more to customize those solutions so that they can run government and Department of Defense workloads? And I think those are still in the early stages of development, whereas the commercial offerings today, I think, are quite mature.
Okay, we'll follow up with you on that in a moment as well. Ruchi, how about you? You have kind of a unique perspective here with some of your solutions being mostly in the hybrid cloud. Is cloud mature or still a work in progress?
You know, I think mature is a subjective word, as Terry and Henry pointed out earlier. Because, you know, you have the public cloud providers like Amazon, like HP, having a sophisticated, mature cloud offering. But when you go to the enterprise, it can be premature in the sense that we don't have all the attributes of cloud in terms of on-demand self-service or broad network access or resource pooling or metering or elasticity, for that matter, available. So it is a blend in the offering, and that is why a hybrid offering is the best solution.
Okay. Before we go to the break, I wanted to ask you, and a bit, Terry, you sort of addressed the issue of the non-sensitive publicly releasable information that you've got in a cloud that you're working with Amazon on. But I wanted to also ask you a little bit about the whole notion that the cloud isn't necessarily the right solution for everything that you need to do with IT in an agency. What's a good use of the cloud for the Navy? What's a not so great use of the cloud for the Navy?
There's a couple answers, I think, to that. So let me take from an economic standpoint. In some cases today, it is actually more economical for me to do what I would call more traditional IT, where I have an application that's used by a large number of users that are all in one location. The application is doing its job. Maybe it's written in an older language, but everything's working. It doesn't pay me today to make the investment to move that to a cloud. And really, it doesn't gain me any real efficiency or performance. On the other hand, there are places, like we said, with our public data, we want that to get to the public. And Amazon certainly offered us a very cost-effective solution to doing that. So when we talk about cloud, I guess I'd want to go on record and say cloud is a tool in our IT tool bag. Mm-hmm. It's an oversimplification, but it's true in this case. It's about the data. So you've got to understand the value of your data, the security requirements of your data, and who are your data users. And depending on the answers you get, you will have various cloud solutions. In some cases, we'll have government-owned, government-operated clouds. That'll make the best chance, and that'll be our best solution, most value. In other cases, it'll be a combination of maybe contractor-operated, government-oversighted clouds, and in some cases, it'll be a purely contractor-operated. It really depends on what your data is, how much security you want to wrap around it, who is the predominant user of the data, and frankly, are the applications that you're putting in the cloud written or adaptable to that type of distributed technology?
Right. Okay. Well, we'll follow up on that in just a few moments. Still to come on FCA Answers, we'll look at cloud computing from the business side of the house. You're listening to FCA Answers on Federal News Radio.
If you're already reaping the benefits of virtualization in your server environment, you're probably thinking about the cloud as your next step forward. HP Converged Cloud offers a complete portfolio of solutions and services to meet your needs. Across private, managed, public, and hybrid cloud, these solutions are built on a foundation of HP innovation and experience. And with HP Cloud System Matrix software, you can literally build a private cloud in one day. To learn more, visit hp.com/cloud.
FCA is your source for cybersecurity. The Global Intelligence Forum in Washington, D.C., July 30th and 31st, will focus on defining the role of intelligence for cyber missions. If you missed FCA's Cybersecurity Symposium in June, check out the speaker and panel presentations and videos. The Cyber Committee regularly publishes white papers, with the latest publication focusing on insider threat. Signal Magazine's July issue brings you features on information assurance and mission mobility. FCA also offers cybersecurity professional development courses, including social media management and cybersecurity intelligence. Members enjoy significant discounts and benefits with FCA's education preferred providers, including Carnegie Mellon Software Engineering Institute's Step Forward training. Learn more about these opportunities at FCA.org. Keyword cyber. That's FCA.org, keyword cyber.
And we're back on FCA Answers here on Federal News Radio. Our guest today, Terry Halverson with the Department of the Navy, Ruchi Bhargava with Intel, and Henry Fleischman with Hewlett-Packard. Henry, I want to start with you this section. This is currently laying the groundwork for its commercial multi-vendor award contract for cloud computing. I'm wondering, when that contract is out, or when the announcement comes out, how will that affect, as far as you can see, the way that cloud computing happens with the Department of Defense, with the Department of the Navy, with a lot of the players that you normally do business with here in the Washington, D.C. area?
Well, I think it will do two things. I think, one, it will provide a mechanism to consume cloud services that are certified for government use that are safe for the end users and different agencies to consume. And I think it will open up an ecosystem of cloud service providers that today agencies have to have a direct relationship with. The other part that I think it will do is drive a level of standardization in the cloud offerings for government, in that by being a certified DISA cloud provider or building a mechanism that's consumable through DISA for a cloud and an agency, I think it will allow agencies to be more direct about what they want. Today, we often get requests for a cloud service that are essentially commercial offerings that the customer then says, okay, we want this commercial offering, but we want to make a couple of little tweaks around security or something else that may break the model that that commercial vendor has. So as they design to this DISA standard, I think it will make it easier for a broader set of offerings to be consumed by the end users.
Hmm. Okay. Terry, from your standpoint, does DISA's award contract make life simpler for you, or does it add a certain amount of complexity?
No, I think it will make life simpler. I mean, I think what we're banking on here is that, much like we have had with our software enterprise licenses, where we have bundled up the requirements and we can go to the marketplace with, maybe each of us in our own spent, $20 million. We go in with a $100 million requirement. Mm-hmm. What I think will happen here is DISA will be able to bundle the requirements and we'll go in and we will represent a much bigger share of the market, more money on the table. I think that will get us much better competitive pricing. And I agree with Henry. I think the other thing that will do is start building a marketplace of providers. It will do some. It will introduce some standardization where we need that standardization.
Sure.
And it will set the tone for how we're going to, within the Department of Defense, consume cloud services while offering us the best competitive pricing. That's the plan anyway.
Right. And I guess, what you're telling me is that there are going to be some efficiencies and there are also going to be some cost benefits that are going to come from a contract like this if it all works out.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't do everything for money, but I mean, let's be real. We're in a fiscally constrained environment in the government today. So we are looking for the best value, best efficiency methods to meet our requirements. And we believe that the DISA can broker a set of contracts at a better value that will meet all of our requirements. And again, that's the plan. And I'm very comfortable that plan is going to work.
Good. Ruchi, I want to start with you on our next question. And that regards cloud computing security. You have a lot of conversations with the cloud experts over at Intel. What are the considerations that your clients talk about the most when it comes to keeping data in the cloud secure?
So for us, the key point has been the need for a private cloud, which drove that security. Because in the private cloud, we can lock down and the data can be owned just by us and only us. And no one else, no other tenants of the public cloud will have access to it. And that is what drove us to do our private cloud. Otherwise, there are mature public clouds which offer pretty much everything else what a private cloud could offer. So in terms of security, total cost of ownership and performance is what drives us to have a private cloud.
Hmm. Okay. Terry, I want to start with you from the side of a client who is laying out specifications for how they want a cloud to behave. What are the security considerations for you?
Actually, I think Ruchi nailed it pretty well. So we're going to use, within the Department of Navy, as we've talked, a hybrid set of cloud solutions. And it really depends on the data. So as we've already talked about, for our public-facing data, we use the public cloud. Meets the mission most economically.
Right.
For some of our level two data, which means it's somewhat sensitive, but it's not classified. It's not. We're using a hybrid cloud with some different partners, HP being one of them. And then there will be some data that we don't want to risk any sharing. So we will do that in a completely private government cloud administered by the government, controlled by the government. And I would tell you the blending of that data is really the sweet spot for us. So we want to make sure that we only spend that high level of security, that private cloud data, on truly data that requires that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from an economic standpoint, the more data we can put up in a, you know, commercial provided cloud service, that's the best economic answer. We'll just have to balance all of those against the risk. And my guess is that in 2 or 3 years, we will have more data in the various commercial environments. You know, some of it ranging from purely a public cloud to all the variations and hybrids of shared to simply a private government cloud.
Okay. Henry, we have a minute before we go to our next break. What about security in the cloud from the HP perspective?
Well, I think the biggest thing to understand is that we still have there is no silver bullet to security. We still have to have a very broad approach to security. We can have the strongest, most secure bubble that we put things in, but if someone puts a weak password on that bubble, it doesn't matter how secure it is, the data will be compromised. So I think that the key is defense in depth, as we've been doing for many years, and understanding that that problem is not that much different in cloud. It's just a different delivery mechanism for that infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that we can align with that and provide all the layers that are appropriate that come along with cloud.
Sure. Do you have all the are all the tools in place? Is the technology in place to do that kind of work?
Absolutely. And there's an argument to say that because of the automation in place in cloud, we can make things more secure because we own the entire food chain when we kick something off versus trying to integrate lots of different pieces of technology.
Sounds good. Still to come, making sense of all that data from the cloud. You're listening to FCA Answers on Federal News Radio.
If you're already reaping the benefits of virtualization in your server environment, you're probably thinking about the cloud as your next step forward. HP Converged Cloud offers a complete portfolio of solutions and services to meet your needs. Across private, managed, public, and hybrid cloud, these solutions are built on a foundation of HP innovation and experience. And with HP Cloud System Matrix software, you can literally build a private cloud in one day. To learn more, visit hp.com/cloud.
Welcome back to FCA Answers here on Federal News Radio. Our guests today, Terry Halverson with the Department of the Navy, Henry Fleischman from HP, and Ruchi Bhargava with Intel. Now, some people talk about the public cloud, Terry. Others talk about the private cloud. And still others talk about the hybrid or a mix of all three. And you've already addressed some of that in one of your previous responses. Based on the experience that you've had so far, is this the right mix in terms of some models of the cloud working for some applications and maybe another model of the cloud working for other applications?
I think the simple answer is yes. I would caveat that with one of the things, if you're in the IT business, that I think you need to be very mindful of. So whatever business case and arrangement I have worked today, mm-hmm. the day I sign it, I better be working on the next set.
Right.
Because the technology will change. So I think our mix is we're balancing it based on technology, mission, what's available today. I think that will continue to evolve, but I do think that we will use all of the variations. We will use the hybrid solutions of the cloud. Mm-hmm. And what you will see change is just the mix of where the data goes and how we use it. And that will depend on cost, mission, some elements of security. And that will really be wrapped around the value, the understanding of the actual data that we're using to support the mission.
Mm-hmm. Ruchi, your title that you gave to me before the show started talks mostly about the hybrid cloud. Is that something that you get a lot of customers asking for, a hybrid of public and private cloud, or how does that work?
Yes. So at Intel, what we decided to do was to go hybrid because it was a strategic decision for us. It gives us the flexibility. It allows us to dynamically adjust our capacity depending on what the demand is. If you are starting up a new business, which may be successful or may not be successful, instead of investing in the capacity up front, if we go hybrid, we can scale out massively in a public cloud. And then at the same time, we can optimize our private cloud environment. Similarly, if we know what our internal hosting needs are, we can pretty much house them in our private cloud environment.
Okay. Henry, how about you? What do you hear from the folks at, or what did the folks at, from HP hear from clients in terms of their preferences?
Well, HP's made a big bet on hybrid cloud, and we have a concept called converged cloud where we're not going to ask customers to buy into either hybrid or private or public. We're going to provide an ecosystem that allows them to choose any of those delivery methods and build the automation and the workflows that they need to make those environments work for them one time versus having to do it inside of each one of those silos as they have to do today a lot with traditional IT. So I would say that's definitely a hybrid model, and we see our customers investing in HP technology because we've really targeted that environment.
Okay, very good. I want to wrap up by asking another question about that's important to people in the cloud, and that is data analytics. You've got this huge fire hose of information that's coming in and is being processed in the cloud. There are some organizations still trying to make sense of all of that data. Not everybody is in the same place. Terry, are you and the Navy comfortable in trying to manage the cloud, or is this also a work in progress? Is this an area where you need some help and you've got some work still to do?
We're comfortable with managing the cloud and our partners. What we are certainly doing more work on is how do you best get the value out of all of the data that you now have?
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell you that's back to understanding the nature of your data and its value. There have been some very big successes with big data showing that it can save money. And frankly, there have been some very big mistakes,
right,
with big data in private and government where it's cost a lot of money. So I would say it's an area we're all still working with. I think we're getting better. I think big data holds some great promise if you go back and understand the data and the processes that support that data. And I cannot overemphasize that you also have to understand your processes and how, when you go to the cloud and use other technology, you might have to change the process to get the best value out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. On that note, I want to thank our guest, Terry Halverson with the Department of the Navy, Ruchi Bhargava with Intel, who joined us from her office in Portland, and Henry Fleischman with HP, who is here in the studio with us today. Our special thanks to the FCA Cyber Committee for production help with today's show. Got a question about what we've discussed today? Got an answer. The conversation continues on our blog at federalnewsradio.com. Search FCEA. That's AFCEA. That's where you can also download this show and our previous shows for listening on your schedule. This program is a production of FCEA International, which is solely responsible for its content. I'm Max Kakis. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time for FCEA Answers on Federal News Radio.
If you're already reaping the benefits of virtualization in your server environment, you're probably thinking about the cloud as your next step forward. HP Converged Cloud offers a complete portfolio of solutions and services to meet your needs. Across private, managed, public, and hybrid cloud, these solutions are built on a foundation of HP innovation and experience. And with HP Cloud System Matrix software, you can literally build a private cloud in one day. To learn more, visit hp.com/cloud.